All right, good morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy again to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you again for everything you do for us, your grace, Lord, your power, Lord, your opportunity, Father, that you give to us, Lord. Just ask that you'd help us, Father, as we open your word this morning. We thank you again for that. Lord, we just ask you to fill us with your spirit. Give us wisdom, Father, as we seek your will. Help us be faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Again, thankful to be here with you all this morning. Is that enough? Can you hear it? Can you hear? Turn it up just a little bit, somebody. Maybe. might also announce while we're doing that, just Nancy, she is very weak, and so really limit your personal visits right now until she gets a little strength. And call her. I think she'll be fine getting a call once in a while. But just she is weak and just isn't up to a lot of company right now. So might remember, just keep her in your prayers. And I think, I don't know, maybe next weekend, if the weather, Lord willing, we'll try to have a baptism next week. So might keep that just in your mind so we can act fast either way. So just kind of keep prepared for that. If everyone's going to be here, let me know if something's different. All right, let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7 this morning. Verse 24, where we'll begin reading. You know, I'm going to start in verse 15. Back up just a little bit here. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves, ravenous wolves. Jesus gives us a warning here. You know, not that we're out just questioning everybody, but it's inevitable. You know, today there's 20-some thousand different denominations, different church groups, and it's just, there's a lot of voices out there and a lot of people coming in Jesus' name. There's a lot of people coming with his message even. You know, there's missionaries everywhere. They're of every sort, and it sounds real good, and we're so easily, you know, we're so easily intrigued, you know, which, you know, we can find the good in almost any group, and I appreciate, you know, a lot of things a lot of people do, but we've still got to beware, and part of what I'm wanting to talk about this morning is the rock, or being on the rock, or being solid, not tossed to and fro, and I think with that concept, beware of false prophets. And what he's talking about here is people who are easily persuaded of an idea or a thought, and it can be carried away. You know, as we get down further in the reading here this morning, is what I'm talking about. But first warning is beware of false prophets, and you will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? You know, you don't get a grape off of just any old bush out there. The grape comes from a grapevine. That's where you get them. Jesus, this is the simplicity of what he says. You'll know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Whenever we're talking about fruit here, you know, it's more than just, you know, having a bad day and we don't do everything quite right. That's not fruit. Fruit is what we produce, the way we live. Fruit is what you see in something a little further than just what I do today and it results in tomorrow. Fruit is something that, like we've talked about it before, you plant a seed and it takes a long time. Then grapes or a tree, sometimes it takes years before you ever really begin to see what grows. And so it's not just something, like I said, it's not just something day to day. We had a bad day or we had a good day. That's not fruit. Or I can say a real good message. That's not fruit. Fruit is what is produced over a long period of time. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. You know, Jesus said in another place that the world will know the church by their love one for another. You know, that's a fruit. Whenever we talk about the fruit, we have love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That is fruit. Whenever those things are produced. And it's, like I said, it's not necessarily on an individual day-to-day basis, but it's something that's produced. Love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Those things are produced in a body. You know, they're not just something that, you know, anybody there, I don't know how many people you come and they come up and they've got this soft spoken way about them sometimes, and they just say all the right words and it's very polished and very clear what they say. And, you know, it's easy for us to get taken in by those things sometimes. Or somebody comes and very serious, you know, they're really worried about something and all, you know, they just show that real seriousness about them. And it's easy to be taken in sometimes. But when you look at, you step back and you see the fruit of their fellowship, the fruit of the brethren they work with, the fruit from the people around the community, the people all over. And you back up and look at that kind of fruit and see what you have. You know, we can, it's easy for a wolf to come in a sheep's clothing and appear pretty right for a while, but inside they're ravening wolves. Verse 21, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. You know, this is a warning to us. You know, not just to take everything at face value. It says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. He qualifies that with, says, but he who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Here again, I'm talking about the stability, where we will get to a little bit later. You know, it's, you know, a lot of people say that if you just ask Jesus into your heart, you've confessed him as Lord, that means you're going to heaven. And this verse just completely destroys all of that. Many, it says, will say, Lord, Lord. And we can just name, haven't, you know, verse 22, it says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? You know, Lord, Lord, wasn't I a prophet? Wasn't I able to see the lay of the land? Wasn't I able to see the evil that's in the world? Wasn't I able to see all those things? And people got upset whenever I talked. And, you know, I could point out other people's errors. I could point out all the wrong things in the world. I was a prophet. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not? And in your name we cast out demons. And in your name perform many miracles. You know, here's some pretty good qualifications. But you know, they're not fruit, are they? They're not fruit. It's not what we're looking for. You see, it's easy to get carried away with someone that's a prophet, able to point out all these things, and we can be taken in by them pretty easy. And then there's some that just, they have a healing touch. We can be taken in by that. And there's some that can even have power over the devils. You know, those are good things, but it's still not fruit, is it? And then I will declare to them, he said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You see that one verse up there, it says, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. We need to understand the will of our Father. Not in general as a whole, but for our own lives. What does he want from you? You know, it's easy for a prophet to look out and point out all kinds of problems with everybody else and get caught up in that. It's easy for a person to be a healer and get all caught up in that and still miss the Lord's will for themselves. The Lord's will, you know, and a lot of times we think, well, you know, lightning needs to strike and I'll know the Lord's will. But it's amazing how if we're just, the more we get caught up in just worried about the Lord's will, the better opportunity is we're going to miss it when it comes right along. You know, a lot of times you never know where, you know, if we're just ready to do the Lord's will, he'll just set stuff in front of us all the time. We have to make decisions about it. And right there's where we learn the Lord's will or not. And if we're so worried about my own religious part of that, and then whenever the Lord presents something to us, and we just trample right over it and never even know it's there. Doing the Lord's will is being what you're supposed to be today. Right where you're at, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You know, we believe we'll make choices. And those choices will determine which direction we're going, which part of the Lord's will we might want or might reject. We make those decisions every day. But, you know, just like we've said before, Jesus, when he was here, was the I Am. And what he wants us to be is to be right now where we are at the moment. It's so easy for us to get so caught up and worried about what might be or what might happen or what I might need to do. And we miss to be right now. It's living in this moment that's important. You know, sometimes we have struggles that come upon us, and I've just thought about this recently. You know, there's sometimes we've gone through some bad times or some hard times, or maybe even we've gone through some good times. But if you think about it right now where you're at, it's all just kind of like a dream. You know, there's times we've really suffered, really been hurt, really things have gone really wrong. But when you think about them, once you get past, it's almost like you were on anesthesia, you know, or some kind of, and you can remember it, but you don't remember the pain. You remember hurting, and you remember maybe thoughts of it, but it's not really there anymore. That's the way it is with the past, a little like with the future. But we get caught up in living in the front or the back or the front, instead of right now, and just being faithful today. Verse 24, it says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. You know, we've asked the question before. You ask people what the rock is, and the first thing, oh, it's Jesus. You know? But if you read what he says here, that's not what the rock is. That's not what he is, the foundation of everything. I'm not trying to take you away from that. But when he tells this parable, the foundation is those who act on my words. The solid foundation that we need to survive, that needs to get through anything that might be in the future. Anything that Satan's going to throw at this world, the foundation of that is acting on his words. Doing the Lord's will. We build our foundations on so many different things. Some of us build foundations on being a prophet, seeing all the bad things that are going on around us. And we think, but that's not a foundation that's going to survive. Jesus already told us that. What is this foundation that's going to keep us solid in life? Verse 25, and it says, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. All this stuff happened to it. The rains and the storm. But it was founded on the rock. That's someone living in the will of God. They're not tossed to and fro, shaky whenever the storm comes, but they're founded on a rock. You know, you look at the world and churches, there's people that are just swayed with everything. You know, they're looking for the next new thing in the spiritual world or in the church world. You know, we've seen several of them come and go. People get all excited about this one thing, and there's people that will leave churches and go get a part of it. And then pretty soon that kind of fades away, and something else pops up. Their foundation is on something else than just being faithful to the Lord. They're tossed to and fro, you know. We see in the world today, you know, people they get all excited about something. Maybe somebody's done them wrong, and so they get a mob going, and they just join into that mob because they're standing for what's right. Pretty soon that all dies down, and there's just rubble where the mob went through. And a lot of it is just the people who got caught up in it, because the foundation's all wrong. Verse 26, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell, and great was its fall. You know, being solid, being there, living in the Lord's will from day to day, having our faith built on our response to God's claim on our life, and carrying that out today, Just being there. Just being faithful today. Not tossed about by our fears. Not tossed about some excitement. Not tossed to and fro like the wind about some scandal that just came up and now we've all got to run away because of that. But just being a person, a soul that's grounded on the rock. See, the house that we're building, it's not something we're constructing, it's us. And our foundation is not whatever's blowing in the wind. It's not whatever's going in the tide, the storm. Our foundation's in our faith in doing the Lord's will, our trust in Him. And it's a real trust. You know, people say, well, you know, they ask, well, do you believe that Jesus died for you? Yes, we believe Jesus died for us. Do you believe that Jesus rose again? Yes, we believe that. The Bible said the devils believe that. You know, that's where we get where the many will say, Lord, Lord, didn't we believe right? And you'll say, I never knew you. Real faith in someone is taking them at their word when they tell us something, they ask us something. You know, faith is stretched a lot of times whenever God asks us to do something and we don't really want to do it. We don't know about it. And it may turn out bad for us. But we're going to trust to Him to do what He said. And that's where we get that faith. And that's where real stability is. We try to build our foundation and our rocks on our church or our group or our something that happened several years ago about me being saved several years ago or whatever we build that on. That's not the foundation that'll last. Foundation that'll last is what we're doing right now. Just trusting today. Many people have that foundation in their salvation. That's not the salvation that'll last. Many people have their hope on their own righteousness. Well, I'm obeying all the rules. I'm obeying everything that He says. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, and we begin to get proud of that. We begin to, instead of watching and waiting and listening, being faithful today, we start looking around at others and start trying to find some way to exalt myself, to become a prophet, to make a name for myself, that I can see what's going on around me and all wrong. You'll be tossed by the wind. It won't last. The storm comes and it'll all just sweep you right away with it. That storm comes sometimes is in the way of, you know, I've learned some new fact about someone else, or I've found the sin in somebody's life, and we get everybody else all stored up about it. That's a storm that not going to bother the person you're worried about, but it'll sweep you away instead. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles? Then I'll declare unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. You know, it's our duty to keep our focus on what God wants for me. And we carry that out day by day, just being ready. Whenever the Lord sends someone our way, the Lord sends someone that needs help in our way, the Lord that needs, you know, just being there for somebody else. There's all kinds of ways that we can just be, you know. A lot of times our religious plans, God will set something right in the way of that to see if we're going to really listen to Him or just be so caught up in our religion that we just bypass Him, what He's given us or what He's setting in our way. Live in the Lord's will. And it's not some mysterious thing. It's just keeping ourselves humble and walking day to day, not getting tossed by all the storms and all being worried about maybe I'm not doing everything I'm supposed to. Just be faithful right where you're at. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understandings. Acknowledge Him in all your ways and He will direct thy path. Anyway, may the Lord add His blessing. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? All right. Well, Lord bless you all. Meet back here at 6 o'clock this evening, Lord willing. Depart in peace.